Just about a week ago that Canadian Stage announced its 2019-2020 season, the first to be led by artistic director Brendan Healy and executive director Monica Estevez. 14 works, 5 continents represented, and 6 world premieres. It is my absolute pleasure to welcome Brendan Healy to the Oasis.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
Thank you, Mark.
And congratulations on this position.
Thank you.
It's really exciting.
Thank you, yes.
And so I'm just looking at your career, Montreal, New York, National Arts Center, a long tenure here in Toronto, Buddies in Bad Times, now Canadian Stage. Do you feel like your mettle's been tested at this point?
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. I've been really lucky. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you were felt up to the challenge, though. Obviously, you had done a lot of programming elsewhere and so on, and here we are. You know, I interviewed your Canadian Stage predecessor, Matthew Jocelyn, a number of times. His last decade was quite specific, a lot of surprises, challenges, triumphs for the company. When you finally were able to start to mold your inaugural season, what were you looking to change?
I was drawn to the job because of the work that Matthew did.
Yeah.
He really brought in like a really contemporary aesthetic and an interdisciplinary aesthetic
that really excited me. Tricky at the beginning.
It was a bit of a pivot from what the company had been doing.
But I think people really grew to love it.
Oh,
I did it. I did for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think audiences began to understand what Matthew was doing, and then a whole new group of people started to come to the theater. So to answer your question, I wasn't looking to deviate from the path that Matthew had forged over the past 10 years. What I wanted to try to do in my own way was to create a season that really, I think, speaks to the authentically to Toronto.
Right.
So finding works and choosing works that somehow speak to just the everyday lives of Torontonians, some of the questions that they're facing as citizens, some of the communities that form a big part of our city that may not necessarily always see themselves on stage, trying to make some space for them as well.
I love it. I went and saw Sookie and Lee's Unsafe last week, and you said a few words off the top. Is that something you look to do, is maybe engage with the audience like that? I hadn't seen that before.
Right.
I hadn't seen Matthew do that, for example. Maybe he did.
But. He did, yeah. I mean, I try to be at the theater as much as I can for audiences. It's great for me to meet people. I really, what I love about the theater is that it is a live connection with another human being. And I think that happens on the stage, but also can happen off the stage and around the stage. So I like being in the audience and just meeting people.
So let's talk about this season that you've worked on. We have classics like Shakespeare in High Park coming back, of course. But I want to look forward to September, which is the Book of Life. And this is the opening offering, I suppose, of the 2019-2020
season.
Yeah,
I mean, our season kicks off with Shakespeare in High Park, which is, it's a big part of what we
do.
Huge
deal,
very,
sure.
Very proud of Shakespeare in High Park. And this year we'll be doing Measure for Measure and Much Ado About Nothing. But our sort of season inside the theater, if you will, does kick off with The Book of Life, which is a production that's coming to us from Volcano Theatre, which is a company here in Toronto that's been around for many, many decades.
Right.
And is probably one of our city's, I think, finest sort of new theatre creator companies. And for The Book of Life, they're working with a Rwandan artist by the name of Kiki Kateze. And she's a theater artist, but she's also very much a humanitarian and activist. And she's actually best known in Rwanda for creating the first ever all-female drumming troupe in Rwanda, which is traditionally a male-only instrument. But with the Book of Life, what she's done is she's assembled a bunch of letters that Rwandans wrote to people that they lost during the genocide. This year is the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. And she's using those letters as source material to create a kind of celebration of life.
And then we move directly to Argentina and China with works out of those regions of the world. And I'll quickly mention Daniel McIver doing really well with that Tarragon piece he's doing. He's going to be doing a brand new piece with you guys.
He is. And Daniel is actually the only artist that every single artistic director at Canadian Stage has programmed.
Right.
Over the past 30 years.
We love what he does.
Yeah.
We have so much more to get to. Brendan Healy is here, the new artistic director with Canadian Stage, and we'll look more into the 2019-2020 season in about 15 minutes. You'll stay with us?
Absolutely.
Very good. You're with the new Classical FM. And welcome back, Brendan Healy.
Hello.
Great to have you here. And he's the artistic director with Canadian Stage, and we're unpacking a truly tremendous and, dare I say, ambitious 2019-2020 season. Does it feel ambitious to you?
It does, but, you know, Canadian Stage is all about big ideas and big ambitions.
Right. So that's not an unfair characterization.
That's right.
it does feel like it's a departure in some way from what we've seen, and I think that's a good thing because, you know, you're here to do something different. That's why you arrived. Let me throw some names at you. Britta Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's part of your new season. She's back. I can't believe she's... Does that woman ever stop working?
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's incredible. We're partnering with the musical stage company to present her new musical, Kelly v. Kelly.
And when I spoke to her last, she wouldn't even tell me anything about it, but I knew she was working on something.
Yeah, she's really, I think, a treasure, a national treasure that I think has an incredible career ahead of her.
And we think about Life After, her big hit, but as well Dr. Silver. And this, I guess, is the third.
It's the third, exactly. Yeah,
very
thrilled
good.
To have her.
Guillaume Côté.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Guillaume Côté is going to be performing at the Blue Mappel in a new work that he's dancing in, but also choreographing.
And this is a serious force within the National Ballet.
Yeah, within just the international dance world, really.
I mean,
yeah, he's an incredible dancer.
Pretty great
dancer.
To have him, right? I mean,
yeah.
Does this feel like a coup in some way to get him?
It does. It feels like a total coup. And it's also an honor to be able to provide Guillaume, who's so, you know, prolific in the ballet world, an opportunity to really flex his muscles in another area, so really in contemporary dance.
I think he flexes his muscles all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, that's what he does. Susanna Fournier.
Susanna Fournier is an amazing playwright. I mean, she's really, I'd say she's one of the most significant playwrights of her generation. And she hasn't had the opportunity to be produced at the scale that we often do at Canadian Stage. So it's real.
So this is a bit like the Britta Johnson story, where she had been doing other things and suddenly Canadian Stage decided to put her on that platform.
Absolutely.
And we're doing the same thing here. Is that the
Absolutely.
Thing?
And like with Jordan Tannehill as well, we sort of did something similar with him a couple of years ago.
A woman I've just been watching, I was at the Dance Collection Danse Dance Hall of Fame Awards the other night, and I was inspired by all the incredible dancers I saw. Marie Chouinard.
Mm, yeah.
Pretty incredible.
She's amazing. Yeah, it's her 40th anniversary as a choreographer next year. And so to sort of celebrate that moment, we're going to be presenting a piece called Radical Vitalities, which is a retrospective of her solos and duets over the past 40 years.
Electric, right?
Oh, yeah. Electric and fierce and wild and amazing. She's brilliant.
I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here, but it looks really, really fantastic. You put a very special group of works together here, and I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you, Mark. Thank
it's
you so much.
Really, really great. To learn more about the new season at Canadian Stage 2019-2020, visit CanadianStage.com. Subscriptions are available now, and single tickets available June 3rd. And we should go and see Suk Yin before the week is out, right?
Absolutely. You got 1 week to catch Suk Yin's piece, Unsafe.
Unsafe. All right. Brendan Healy, a pleasure.
Thank you.
Here's the Toronto Chamber Orchestra.